What had you pick NC State?
Well, I grew up, my father was a cabinet millwork man and ran a shop in Durham. And I grew up making things, knew that, knew how to use my hands. Actually, we had done some work, my father had done some work at Duke, and I thought maybe that I'd like to go to Duke. As it turned out, Duke didn't have an architecture school, and I felt sure that I wanted to be an architect, so I came to State. And in 47, that was a year before the dean came, all we did was really copy graphic standards, plates and symbols. And needless to say, that was not what we came into in 1948. I remember very distinctly George Matsumoto, who really was a very fine friend, as it turned out, in the long run. George asked us to do a nondescript model, and I was good with my hands, so that was easy. I can remember very distinctly when he said draw it. I had not done any drawing ever. So it was sort of uphill from there on. But I thoroughly enjoyed George, and we stayed in touch for a very long time. After I got out of school, out of service, and was in practice.
Now by 1950, Camp Hefner had put the school on the map.
Right.
And you had a very famous visit by Frank Lloyd Wright.
Yeah.
Did you go to that?
I went to that.
Tell me about that.
I remember distinctly that he said, "I'm glad to be here in Charleston," meaning to say that he didn't know where he was. I don't remember anything about the lecture or the program he put on, except that I do remember he said Charleston. And there were a lot of people in the Reynolds Coliseum that night to see him.
We've heard about 4,000 or 5,000.
I don't doubt it a bit.
It would have been one of the largest audiences for architecture ever.
Yeah, probably so, yeah.
Do you happen to recall, Gene, if the school recorded that talk?
I have no idea. Surely somebody did, but
we've been trying to find out for years and can't come up with anything. Was there a guy in the class who was really into, I guess they would have used reel-to-reel tape recording at that point?
No, nobody comes to mind that would.
Okay. After you finished up at NC State, where did your career take you next?
Well, I was in ROTC, and as a matter of fact, I wanted to go in the Army. I wanted to come back to graduate school. I wanted to get married, and that afforded me the opportunity to do both. And spent 2 years in the service, got out in August of 54, just in time to get back in the civil engineering program, graduate program. Finished that in 56, and we moved to Roanoke, Virginia at that time. Had a good friend, made several friends, and I was taking in civil engineering. As it turned out, I'm sure that one of those friends, Paige Fisher, more or less gave me a call and wanted to know if I would like to teach civil engineering. And I did. And that was, I learned more in those 4 years than I had ever learned before or after.
So where were you teaching?
State College, civil engineering.
Okay.
That's where I got to know Nick Yonick. And I'm sure all these people that you interview will have fond memories of Nick. His favorite comment, if you got rowdy, was, "I'll flunk you all," in his Turkish accent. And then I went to work with Carter Williamson, became a partner, and stayed there until, middle 90s, I guess.
So you were there for 30 years, 40 years?
And staying at teaching?
No, at Carter's firm.
Oh, golly, no, from 60 to 95.
So 35 years, long time.
Plus or minus, yeah.
And Carter's firm worked on a number of really important projects around the state and in Greenville. Tell me about some of those.
Well, we did Menzies Coliseum. Charlie Kahn worked with us some on that.
And Charlie Kahn, who had done Dorton Arena.
Yeah,
earlier.
Well, I'm not sure.
No, Carter Finley Stadium.
I wasn't sure that Charlie did, but he might have. We did Student Union down there at Greenville, and oh, golly. I remember the first trip I made to Greenville, your life, and I was more or less on my own at that time. In the firm, that is. And I went to ECU. What I needed to do was to look at Wright Auditorium. Grand old building, wooden floor. I think they probably used it for everything until they got new basketball and new auditorium. Anyhow, I remember, the reason I remember that so distinctly is that when I left after taking window measurements, it started snowing. I was driving a 56 Edsel, and you can't imagine how it fishtailed on you in that snow. I was sure glad to get home.
Did you work on the archives and history building in downtown Raleigh?
Yes, that was a fun program. We met some class people there, and I remember Thornton Mitchell was a curator. And I probably shouldn't tell you this or own up to it, but we'd finished the building, and I was doing some closeout work, and Thornton said, let me show you something. He had an original letter from George Washington, and I reached out and touched it. Probably shouldn't have, but I did. And H.G. Jones was the head of the archives and history, and he wanted me to put the Edsel in the library at Carroll. So, yeah, I have some very fond memories of the archives and history.
I remember when the building was originally built, there was a really wonderful search room that had two stories.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Had an atrium around. I think it was Mary Edwards was the head of the search room at that time, and they have since filled all that in. They filled in the atrium with another floor. It's all gone now. So some of that sweeping design in that room is gone.
We didn't have any part of that.
Okay.
That would have occurred later, yeah. As a matter of fact, Thornton Mitchell's wife lives in this complex, and she just turned 100 class about 6 weeks ago.
Wow. Did you work at all with Sasha Nowitzki or take classes from her?
No, she had, I guess I was too far down when she was there. I remember that when I went in, going into my senior year, that's when he died in a plane wreck.
1950. Yeah, but she stayed around for a while.
If she did, our paths didn't cross.
Okay. Who are some of the professors that you remember from that time, besides George?
Terry Wall. Cecil Elliott, the painter, the artist.
Roy Gusso?
No.
George Berline?
I knew Roy only by sight. As a matter of fact, when we were living in Raleigh and I was teaching, this guy was a neighbor, lived back of us. He had a bad eye. Duncan Stewart,
yeah. Okay. And what was Henry Kamphaffner like to be around?
Never did really see much of him. Never had any classes under him. That's not in any way derogatory. Our paths just didn't cross. Since you asked, we had been back in Raleigh for several years, and the librarian, who everybody loved, Harry Lyons, died. I don't know how or why, but I was very fortunate in having and being asked to be an usher. We had made contact with Harry, and quite frequently on Sundays we'd take our 3 or 4 year old daughter by and just to show her off. But anyhow, you asked my relationship with Henry. Henry was a pallbearer with me on that when Harry was buried, and Henry had a bad back, so he didn't do much lifting at the time. And in that fifth year coming up, I needed some class, extracurricular classes. And Henry suggested I take a couple of courses in Chapel Hill just to make up class credits. And
in the city planning department?
No, nothing like that. Class was on cultures and civilizations.
Like a sociology course?
No.
Or social sciences, though?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. The name of the course will come. It was a great course. In spite of my apprehensions about Carolina, that was a good summer. I enjoyed it. Took 4 courses and enjoyed it and profited by it. It was a very enlightening experience.
Mm-hmm. Did Henry's work in making the school so popular affect the students?
If he did, and I'm sure he did, but we were not aware of it. That's a singular we, anyway.
Did you get to see Richard Neutra when he came to campus? He came twice, I believe.
No, I didn't. I didn't see him.
Or Bucky Fuller?
Yeah, I remember him very distinctly.
Bucky gave a number of lectures and presentations there and worked with Jim Fitzgibbon.
I didn't think of Fitz. When my junior year under Fitz, I'm not sure that we got along. It was not anything unpleasant or untoward, but I guess he asked for a project to be done on Easter Monday, and I was too much of a Southern Methodist to really appreciate that. But later when I was teaching civil engineering, Nick Yonick and Duncan and Fitz, we'd meet and have lunch at the Hofbra House.
Where was that?
In Cameron Village, near where the bank is now.
Was it Wachovia and became Wells Fargo?
No, it's a jewelry store now where the
Okay.
But anyhow, I regretted so many times later the conversation with Duncan and Fitz and Nick was just electric. It was just fun and enlightening to hear and be a part of that conversation. I don't remember what we talked about, but I remember it was exciting. And I always regretted that I really didn't appreciate Fitz like I should have.
Who else do you remember?
Oh, golly. The guy that went to Boston.
Catalano.
Yeah. We G-hauled pretty well. In fact, he wanted me to come to work for him in Boston. We were having family at the time, and I just didn't feel like I could go to Boston. Yeah, but I think probably because of Catalano is what sparked my interest in going back to graduate school and studying civil engineering and studying structure. He was a class guy.
He wrote several books on structures. Yep. And of course, he had the famous house here in Raleigh.
Right, the potato chip house.
I'm sure you visited that many times.
Yeah, we visited that. Ezra Meyer owned that house later, and we visited there a number of times. It's a fun house to go to, but I don't believe anybody. I'd want to live in it.
Why not?
You wouldn't have a whole lot of privacy.
Even in the woods?
Yeah, even in the woods. Well, at least I wouldn't think you would.
I remember from how the way the house was sited, there was really nobody around to peek in your windows.
Yeah, it had a wooded setting.
As you worked through with Carter Williams' firm, what were some of the things that happened over the years there?
We did a lot of work at Meredith, Jones Chapel, the gymnasium, the library, the music building. We did a lot of renovations in the cafeteria, basement offices. That was good. They were good people to work with. Enjoyed that.
Did you do any other government buildings?
Well, we did an extensive renovation of the governor's mansion.
Okay.
And that was a fun job. Everybody that worked on that job, from least talented mechanic to some very talented people, all were proud and pleased to be working in the governor's mansion.
What administration was in at that point?
Holzhauser.
Holzhauser. This would have been 72, roughly?
Probably.
And what about City Hall? Did you do the new City Hall?
We did that, yes. We did do that. And in the newspaper, there's some changes involved with that.
What kind of changes?
Well, it seemed like I'm not sure they're going to tear it down or not and relocate. Obviously, Raleigh is a whole lot larger now than it was 30 years ago.
Was City Hall one of the larger projects that the firm worked on?
Yeah, we did several schools, Athens Drive and Carroll Junior High. When we did Carroll, it was easy to get there on Six Forks, but boy, you don't want to drive there now.
Williams' office was in a pretty cool little modernist office building, right? Yeah,
and Macon would have done that.
Macon Smith.
Yeah, and you mentioned John Falk earlier.
Yes.
Had a house there.
Okay.
And they tore the house down and built the first office, and then enlarged the structure and moved into it and rented the back office, our first office, to SAS. That's where they got started.
That's where they got started.
Yeah, and they played their game, and I knew several of the people by sight, but not really. I really knew none of them as such.
Did you design a house for yourself during that time?
No, we never really got around to it, and I guess I should have, but no.
No. I know in his records, there's a house that was built about 64 for someone named Jones, but we don't have any information on it.
64. Mm-hmm. That's the year I became a partner.
Did you work on the Oviatt house on Lakestone Drive for William and Mary? Does that ring a bell?
No.
Or maybe the Pender house, which was next door to Carter's?
No.
Okay. Carter had a really nice house.
Yes, he did.
Gorgeous.
Pleasant Valley.
Really gorgeous blue stone throughout. It's still around, doing really well.
I'm sure it is, yeah. It was well sited.
As you look at your career, what was the most fun thing about being an architect and an engineer?
Golly, George, there ought to be a specific answer to that. I so thoroughly enjoyed what I did, as long as I did, in every phase, whether it was breaking ground, whether it was doing the structure, seeing the buildings finish. I enjoyed it so very much because of people I worked with. And along about the 90s, it got adversarial.
How so?
With the contractors, with the client, with the government agencies, and it all seemed like they had, or they wanted more than I thought, and that's maybe a singular way, than we thought was necessary or had coming. And as such, it got to be where it wasn't really fun anymore, and they used the term fun because for those 30-some-odd years, it was fun in every sense of the word. And
what do you think changed, Gene?
I don't really know. It may have been us, but I think it was just the whole attitude of the building public.
Do you think it was that they'd had some bad experiences maybe with certain builders or contractors in state government?
Probably. We did not have any legal confrontations. Maybe that's not the way to put it. It just wasn't fun anymore.
Yeah, but it was fun to start out with.
Oh, yeah. There were long hours. I do check hardware schedules at 10 o'clock at night.
Did you get into CAD at all when it came along in
no.
the 80s?
We were aware of it, but no.
No, okay. So how did Carter's firm wind down?
Well, of course, we lost Turner, and I don't remember who bought the property, but we moved to Wade Avenue, and in that move, we became affiliated with neighbor of Carter's, lived up the street there from him.
Holloway and Reeves?
No.
Askins and Rice?
No, this was a single fellow, single name.
An architect?
Should have rehearsed this.
If you think of it, you can get back in touch with me.
Okay.
That's no problem.
But having lost Carter and Macon and Turner, I guess it was time for the firm to, I don't want to use the word dissolve, but that's about descriptive.
And when did that happen?
It was mid-90s.
So at that point, did you retire?
That's when I retired, yes.
Okay. Do you still design anything?
Not really. I have had some interest in doing calling cards. Not calling cards, but get well cards. And have thoroughly enjoyed to do that, of course, on the computer. And some of the folks here have appreciated them. I enjoy doing that.
What is just you're doing the graphics for the inside of the card?
And the wording, comments on the pictures, and don't make fun of or make light of, but try to enrich some of the birthday parties we go to. And that feel that I've had some success.
Well, Gene, thank you for talking with me today.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to spark some memories that I hadn't had in a long time.
Well, you're welcome. I've enjoyed it.
Well, appreciate that.